curator Jeffrey Grove.
The columns are maybe one of the first instances we see of Genskin specifically anthropomorphizing the sculptures by naming them as she's done Kai, Daniel, Issa. She's conferring on them this human aspect. So whether we would infer that from looking at the object or not, she's already predetermining that we'll receive it that way. Genskin stated that in deciding to name these sculptures, one of the reasons was memory, so that each time she recalled one titled Kai or Daniel, she would remember the materials of which that work was composed. Clearly, one of the most obvious references that the columns make is to architecture, from ancient architecture to present-day monolithic skyscrapers. And of course, Genskin loves New York. She loves the skyscrapers of New York and of cities throughout the world. These columns are directly related to that. And I think they're monolithic monuments at the same time that they're very human objects. So unlike many bodies of Genskin's work, it is a dividing line between the social and the personal.